It's the latest data dump from WikiLeaks, this time hundreds of thousands of secret diplomatic cables from U.S. embassies around the world.
Iran could be even more dangerous than we thought, so dangerous that even Saudi Arabia and Israel are united against it.
But here's a sliver that could turn the patrician world of diplomacy ice cold. U.S. secretaries of state ordering American diplomats to spy on their foreign counterparts overseas and at the U.N.
Just embarrassing details on who drinks too much or flirts too much?
Or a dangerous outing of American intelligence sources that could turn warm relations frosty. This story is not written yet. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It's Monday, November 29th. I'm Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, usually, but today filling in for John Hockenberry. I'm in Washington, and I'm with Celeste, who's in New York. Good morning, Celeste.
Good morning, Todd. That WikiLeaks story is at the top of the news this morning. They released 250,000 confidential cables exposing the inner workings of U.S. diplomacy. Among the revelations from WikiLeaks, several Arab leaders practically begged the U.S. to attack Iran and destroy its suspected nuclear weapons program, with a Saudi ambassador saying to Washington, "It's time to cut the head off the snake." The cables show for the first time also that the U.S. believes Iran has obtained advanced missiles from North Korea capable of reaching Western Europe. They also show that the U.S. ordered its diplomats to engage in espionage work, like obtaining credit card numbers, fingerprints, DNA, and iris scans from U.N. officials and people of interest to the U.S. Those are just a few of the things that we've learned so far from the latest WikiLeaks release. Early, we spoke to Scott Shane, national security reporter for our partner, The New York Times.
These are not shocking revelations. What it really is the backstory of the events that we have seen unfold in public.
Shocking or not, we've been getting heavy criticism for WikiLeaks from around the world. The White House says the leaks are harmful to national security. Many senators are calling for the site to be shut down, and one congressman is calling for WikiLeaks to be designated a terrorist organization.
Meanwhile, this morning in the Yellow Sea, a U.S. fighter jet lands on the USS George Washington aircraft carrier during war games between the U.S. and South Korea. Tensions remain high there. In the past 15 minutes, South Korea canceled plans for new artillery drills on an island targeted by the North last week. China is calling for an emergency meeting of the six major powers involved in the talks about the Korean Peninsula, but the South says the time is not right.
And there's a political crisis in Haiti. That's the sound of 12 of Haiti's 19 presidential candidates on a stage calling for yesterday's presidential election to be voided. After widespread accounts of fraud, thousands took to the streets to protest. Haiti's election commission says the results will count for now. And it's not clear if the problems are due to fraud at this point or lingering disorganization following January's earthquake. In Iran this morning, assailants on motorcycles attached bombs to the cars of two nuclear scientists as they were driving to work in Tehran. One was killed, the other seriously wounded. In Mexico, the captured leader of the Los Aztecas gang has confessed to ordering nearly 80% of the killings in the border city of Juarez. More than 2,000 people have been murdered in that city just this year.
An estimated 212 million Americans went shopping over the Thanksgiving weekend, spending an estimated $45 billion on Christmas gifts. Ostensibly, that's a 6% increase over last year. Well, will all that American demand help the markets? Asian markets are mixed this morning. European indices are down. Futures are up. The Dow gets underway this morning at 11,092. The S&P opens at 1,189. The NASDAQ opens at 2,534. Later this hour, Hank Williams' daughter, Jet, discusses her father's long-lost recordings, which she's painstakingly preserved after they were nearly lost to the trash heap at the Grand Ole Opry.
And coming up, more on the details on the WikiLeaks documents. They reveal the role of our State Department in information gathering, but they also reveal some of the intense and private negotiations that go on in between countries. More on that in a moment.
I just want to tell you both, good luck. We're all counting on you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.